I just wanted to say good morning to my beloved children, and things like this really are concerning. They're concerning to us as adults, and they're especially concerning to you as children. I know one of the big issues I'm having this morning is that I can't be with you to hug you and just comfort you with the knowledge that God does have all of this well in hand, and we don't have to be afraid. It is something that we learn as we go through these times, and this is one of those extremely unusual times, hopefully the only time in your life that you'll have such a big test. But I wanted to give you a scripture for your hearts, and it's Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Just wanted to let you know that as long as you have that relationship with God through Jesus Christ, where you've given your life, you've asked Him into your heart, and you're seeking to live according to His guidance through the Holy Spirit in your lives, you don't have anything to be afraid of. Fear does have a place in this world. For many people, fear drives them to the Lord. And once we've come to the Lord, once we know Him, we don't have to have any fear any longer, because we know who has us well in hand. So just wanted to pray with you and then sing a song with you this morning. Lord, we lift up our children. We love every one of them with all our heart. And we know that these are times that are causing questions. These are times that are confusing. These are times that can be so devastating, so terrible for children, because, Lord, they don't have all the things that are going on. It just, understanding it is hard enough for adults, but for children at times it can be so confusing and overwhelming. So we pray for your guard on the hearts of each one of our children. We pray for your guard on their minds as they're thinking about things and as they're being told things. And we ask that they would ask their parents to help them to pray and to read the Word and to study your Word and to come to you with all their concerns. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you are in control. Nothing is happening apart from you. You have it all well in hand, and you will keep your own. Lord, whatever comes, you will take good care of your beloved children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I will trust in you, I will trust in you, my Father. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, I will trust in you, O Lord, my God. No situation, no aggravation is beyond my guard, my in my confusion, the real solution is trusting in you, Holy Word. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, I will trust in you, my Father. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, I will trust in you, O Lord my God. In the
the truth dances, and he that dances,
call upon the Lord, my Lord.
He's like a father,
like no other, keep trusting in him. I will trust in you, I will trust in you, my Father. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, I will trust in you, O Lord my God. O Lord my God. O Lord my God.
So please know that you are very loved, you're very missed, and consider this our morning hug together in the love of Jesus Christ. We love you.